Sports Talk on 702 for the curious.
It's 27 minutes past 7. Thank you for joining me. If you have just done so, you're listening to Sports Talk. I am Buhle Madulini, and it is that time we introduce two legends of the game. Guys that used to terrorize the opposition. I mean, these gentlemen both played for Orlando Pirates for a majority of their careers. You guys played together as well, you know, for some time.
Yeah.
It's good to have you sitting in front of me, Benedict Tso Vilakazi. Yeah. Welcome to the show, sir.
No, thanks, my brother.
I had you over the phone the last time. Now, in the flesh. I must say, you look even better than what you sound over the phone. Joseph Makanya in studio. It's so good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having
welcome.
Us. Thanks very much, man.
Why are you guys here? Tukutuk.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, we've got the finals tomorrow.
Yes.
Islands versus SuperSport. So we're still pushing the campaign of MTN.
Yes.
We're still pushing the prices and hoping that the best team win tomorrow.
Do you want to get back on that field? So I'm sure you struggle to watch soccer.
No. I'm having fun where I am now, and with MTN and the supporters, because of, I mean, we here today having an interview with you because of MTN and the supporters, and we can't wait to see them tomorrow supporting SuperSport United and my team.
Are you supporting? Oh, I thought you said you're supporting. Okay. No, that's right. I mean, it's a big game. SuperSport United, Highlands Park, MTN 8 final, Orlando Stadium. It's I'm sure it's going to be close to capacity, if not sold out crowd. 8 million rand on the line. So I want to talk to you about that. Yeah. 8 million rand on the line. What would that do for Highlands Park?
Look, it's. I think that's a very, very good motivation. To Highlands Park, because it's the first time for them to be in the final of such a tournament, and again from where they're coming from, NFT, PSL top 8, and then now they're gonna play the finals tomorrow, and I think. I will say for Coach Owen Takama, I think it's relaxed now because the boys, they don't have anything to prove to anyone.
Yeah.
The team that is under pressure, it's SuperSport United, because they've been there.
Mm.
So they know the feeling and they know what it takes, you know, to protect that trophy of MTN 8. So, you know, for those boys, Highlands Park, they're ready.
Mm.
They're ready.
Joseph Makanya, SuperSport United are going to be at your stomping ground.
Eish.
Yeah, in Soweto, we know that's your hood, Val.
It's going to be an exciting one.
Mm. How are they gonna deal with that pressure? And as Tso says, I mean, it's their third final.
Yeah.
They need to win something now.
Yeah, they need to win something. If you look at both teams, they are both inland teams, so there's no team that has got an advantage. So, but when you look at Highlands, they knocked off Orlando Pirates at the very same venue. So I think they know a bit about the venue. They know something about the venue. So surely maybe it might work on their favor. And like it might maybe look like it's a home game for them.
Now the MTN 8 is a competition not only for footballers but for the fans. What kind of fans are you expecting to see at the stadium? SuperSport United, more Highlands Park, maybe more neutrals?
I think there'll be more neutrals because of it was part of our campaign to make sure that at least we get as many fans as we can into the stadium. So if you look at like the history of Soweto, most of the people decide they're supporting either Chiefs or Pirates. So I think we're going to get more neutral supporters because of Highlands, they've got their own crowd as well, and SuperSport have got their own crowd, but majority of the crowd that will be there, I think it's more neutrals, mainly the people who are football-loving supporters.
What have you made of the MTN 8 this season? So,
look, this season, it's a great season for everyone, because MTN 8, it just put an umbrella in terms of, you know, covering everything because of this campaign of Honor Goal. It gives our supporters, you know, because they've got choices to to do this season, meaning they can choose man of the match. Remember, you don't want those complaints of saying who chose the man of the match.
Yes, and we always get those
please,
ones.
Please, so this season, MTNA, they say, look, we're going to cover that. We want the supporters to do that. You know, the moment of brilliant, you know, it's also there. And they've got a choice in terms of, remember, there's 8 million prizes that need to be won by the supporters. Mm. And because of that, one, they need to opt in. And then dial star 144*#, and then they recharge with R10 or more, so that they can have that chance of being a last fan standing. Remember, last season we had the woman from Kuruman. She won, and then she went away to watch the UEFA Champions League final. The friends. So now they're saying you're gonna go with your partner. This season, your partner, so that, you know, we're trying to put things together. You know, family comes first.
Will you be going?
You need to go with your partner. Yes. So, yeah, we don't want you and your friends, because we don't know whether, you know, we're doing the right thing in terms of the family part.
That's
very important. So, and again, at the game, you know, if my favorite team wins the game 2-1 tomorrow, which is Highlands Park, so each goal. There's 10,000 rand that will go to charity organizations, of which MTN and PSL, they've got those charity organizations that they're working with. So that's 10,000 rand for a goal. And the 1 gig when you're at the stadium and using the MTN number.
Mm.
So meaning...
So this 1 gig of data,
yes,
when you walk into the stadium?
No, as soon as there's a goal.
Okay.
Here's the net.
You get a gig. So if there's 10 goals, you're getting 10 gigs.
Look, MTN are saying, come there and have fun for yourself. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And you are obviously, Joseph Makanya, going to try to have a lot of fun yourself, but in all of that, you are a working man.
Yeah.
You must be focused tomorrow. Who's your money on?
Yeah, there's something that I would like to add on again, because of if you check the stakes are high tomorrow.
Yes.
There's 25 grand for each and every player that scores a goal. So meaning as much as there's 10 grand for charity, there's 25 grand for each player that scores a goal. So if a player scores a goal, he gets 25 grand. And man of the match is 25 grand. So you can imagine if you score a hat trick and you become man of the match. So on the day you are having 100 grand. On the day,
and
one
that's
day.
That's
massive, 90
that's
minutes.
Massive, that's big.
For
that's
90
big.
Minutes, that's 100.
Yeah.
Irrespective of whether you get the 8 million rand and all of that.
Yes. And like we've been trying to encourage fans to come, because of there's also a pre-match concert that will be happening,
yes,
whereby Kalawa Jazmier will be celebrating their 25th birthday, and also MTN are celebrating their 25th. So jointly, it's 50 years in celebration. So it's 25-25.
Yes.
So we're urging fans to come in numbers so that at least they can have, before the main game, they can have that fun whereby they'll be watching various artists perform, whereby we'll be having DJ Zintle, Maporisa will be there, Speaker will be there.
Mosquito.
Mosquito will be there.
Kalawa Jazmier.
Yeah.
The
whole stable. Yes. Yeah. So they'll be there. So we are urging people to come in numbers so that they enjoy the moment of football, of the concert before the football match.
Now you're telling people to come in numbers. They come to the stadium. Will they get tickets at the gate? Must they go to the ShopRite or CompuTicket?
All our tickets are being sold in the Ticket Pros. So tickets are worth 40 rands. So 40 rands, you get into a stadium. Like Zoe has said, you get there, every goal that counts. If every goal that being scored, you get a 1 gigabyte. Yeah.
Gentlemen, let's talk the football on the field.
Yeah.
So you've already said your allegiance is with Highlands Park, this one. You want ODG to emerge victorious. Why is that? And what do they have that's special, Highlands Park?
Look, if you look at the history of both teams, and SuperSport have been there. they've won trophies before. They know the feeling, they know the taste. And, you know, Ontagama comes from NFT. And, you know, a team comes from NFT the following season, the top 8, they're going to be in the final. You know, that feeling of those boys being, you know, at the camp right now, you know, preparing themselves for the final, that some of them, I would say the whole team, they've never played MTN 8 final. So they're going to play that. Yes, they're going to play that game tomorrow. And, you know, the first time for them to be there, and I believe that they've got what it takes, you know, in terms of the game itself, that, you know, they've beat Pirates. I mean, Pirates, that's a big team. They've got good players. And they've beat Polokwane City. Now they're in the finals against SuperSport United. And, you know, I can't say much about SuperSport United because, you know, we've got a coach that has been there, done it, you know. But not as a coach, as an assistant. Yes, tomorrow is going to be different because he's going to be sitting on that hot seat. But I'm still saying, you know, I just want just to compliment the road, the marathon that they've been in Highlands Park from NFT top 8, I mean, to the finals. So I think let's just compliment them by, you know, giving them that MTN 8 final tomorrow. Let them get that 8 million.
Yo, let them get that 8 million. You know, they say you're only as good as your last game. Now, if you look at Highlands Park's last game, Polokwane City 2-0, Polokwane City are having a hot season. Highlands Park, hot season. I mean, if you look at the Absa Premiership table, they are neck and neck. Highlands Park in fifth. I don't think any Highlands Park player would have dreamt of finding themselves there.
Yes.
Highlands Park are going to be confident going into this one, Tukutuku.
Yeah, they are going to be confident, but form when it comes to tournaments and finals, you throw away form, and on the day, whoever that shows more hunger takes the trophy home. Because Tso has chosen Highlands, I would like to go with Super Sport.
So he's already chosen Super Sport.
We are balancing. No, we are balancing. He has chosen Highlands, so I'd like to go with Super Sport based on their experience. And they've been a team that's scoring goals. Because of they've got two strikers who are in form and scoring goals. Whereas when you look at Highlands, they've got only Peter Shadulile who's been scoring goals. And their last two matches where they played against Polokwane City, they drew. It was 0-0. So they went. That game went on to penalties. So my mind is on SuperSport, and based on their experience as well and the quality on their side as well.
But we know Highlands Park is probably the fittest team in the league. The
fittest team on the league. But I don't know whether they are used to that stage. Yeah, so that might work on SuperSport advantage.
And I mean, SuperSport have an informed Bradley Krobler leading the line.
And Gabuza as
Gabuza, who is saying, you, and he's going back to Orlando Stadium.
He's going back to Orlando Stadium, so he knows the field better than any of the players that are going to be playing tomorrow. And he currently is sitting on 4 goals. He's sitting on 4 goals. And like there are goals for charity that, like Tsoe has said, we are sitting on 15 goals now. Sitting on 15 goals, which Kabuza scored 4 goals. So you might want to add. And also the incentive of 25 grand on the day.
Right.
I mean, you'll want to score as many goals as you can. So we might see a hat-trick tomorrow. And it will be nice because of the more goals they score, the more money goes to charity.
I like the fact that you say form goes out the window in this. So we're not even going to look at the form that SuperSport United are taking into this, but the experience. So you are backing Highlands Park, but surely you are not sitting very comfortable right now.
Look, you know, if you look at the history of Highlands Park, they played a draw last game. So we took those goals to our pockets. We know when we're going to use them. So that's why I said the score is going to be 2-1.
Okay.
We're supposed to win that game 2-1.
You just put them away.
So we said, no, let's save those goals for the fifth. So now tomorrow we're going there. Look, as Highlands Park, we don't have to prove a point to anyone. So we're just going to go there. We're going to run at them. They've got experiences. But we're going to run at them. And then we're going to score those goals. Definitely. SuperSport, As much as I am, if SuperSport was going to play with another team, I would say SuperSport. But unfortunately, they're playing against Coach Owen Dakama and the team that beats Pirates at the very same venue. So we know those corners. So tomorrow we're going to use those corners to get those two goals. And then we close the shop. Because you know when you play a final, we're just going to get two early goals face off, and then we're gonna put our train at the back. I don't care if they complain that we put the train.
It doesn't matter.
It's okay. Hey,
8 million
the final. The only thing that we need is those two goals, and then the charity organization they will smile.
Two goals is a very, very dangerous scoreline.
Yeah,
definitely. Look, we've got Ramakalela also, of which they'll be surprised for SuperSport United if. They will only look at this guy, Shaolile, only because Ramakalela can also come in and damage that defense.
Tuko, this man is very confident. It's like he's seen the game already.
I think the way he's talking is like he's an assistant. Or he wants the job be an assistant.
No one gave Highlands Park a chance.
Yes.
So I'm the only person who's always been behind that Highlands Park team
from
the word go.
Yeah.
Because no one thought they'll be where they are.
Yeah.
And I was saying to all of the people to say, look, there is something good that Coach Ondakama is doing. And we will see at the end of the day. Look now, they're going to play the final. Let's wait 90 minutes. I'm not talking about extra time. I'm talking about 90 minutes.
Hey, yo.
Yo, Joseph Makanya, can you believe that? I'm also...
Papari, if you look at SuperSport team, they've got more arsenals on their camp, more than Highlands Park. So for what I've noticed about Highlands Park is that the longer the game goes without them scoring, they struggle. So if you look at SuperSport, they've got players on the bench as well. Who can come in and change the complexion of the game. So in some instances, especially in cup finals, sometimes they become tougher to an extent that you need people from the bench to come in and solve the situation. So I'm hoping that that will work on SuperSport favor. So they've got players like Kalinge, Mahashi, who still have to prove something. Because of SuperSport also took a risk by signing them, because of they haven't been playing, so they still have got something to prove. So if you look at SuperSport in terms of quality, I think they are way better than Highlands. But on the day, like Zoe has said, it will boil down to who wants it more, who's more focused. And because of also mental strength, also we need to have that mentality of how to win a cup final, which is the longer the game goes or the longer the games takes, then it works out on SuperSport favor, because of they've been on those situations.
Joseph Tukutuku Makanya and Benedict Tsovilagazi, these two legends. Used to play for the same team, but they're sitting on opposite sides of the rings
for a change.
The gloves are off, and you guys are going to fight it out on the field tomorrow through Highlands Park, through SuperSport United. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Just a quick reminder, what time does that show start with Kalawa Jasmine?
Half past three, I think.
Yeah. And so will you be there from that time? Will we see you on stage?
I'll be there from the morning because I can't wait to lift that trophy with Highlands Park. So I'll be there from the morning.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming into studio. Before I let you go, I just want to play a voice note from one of our listeners.
Bushe, we're looking forward to the amazing final that's going to be played tomorrow. I believe that we're going to see good soccer tomorrow because both coaches, their style of football is quite interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see how they set up tomorrow. And most importantly, you mentioned this, imagine if Highlands Park were to take away 8 million tomorrow. It'll be a celebration for us, I'm a Tembisa, because when we lost the Tembisa Classic a few years ago, it felt like we'll never have soccer again, Makulong. But now we have Highlands bringing back the game, and they're playing quite well. Big up to the coach, who's doing great stuff as well. It's going to be an entertaining game. I'm actually very glad that it's not one of our common teams. When I'm talking about common teams, I'm talking about Sundowns, Chiefs, or Pirates, and or Bidvest Vest, who are in the final. I think we'll see much more entertaining final than normally we would with the other big clubs, per se. This is Muzi in Midrand, and tomorrow, 8 million.
Wafa wafa. Muzi in Midrand, thank you so much. You Tembisians. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming into studio. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that match. And all the best to either of y'all since you are fighting this one out. Keep it clean.
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks very much.
Benedicto Vilakazi, as well as Joseph Tugutugu Makanya, live in studio on Sports Talk. I'm Buhle Matulini.